It's all about humanity.
I'm never wearing a face mask ever again.
Okay, that's a new development. You wear a face mask in the shower. What happened?
I wear a face mask all the time. I actually went into a bank today and a car dealership today without a mask.
Wow, I'm really proud of you.
So there you go.
That's a very big deal for you to go anywhere without a mask, because you have a mask on all the time, even in your own home when one of your kids was sick.
This is true. I have worn a mask. I've worn two masks in my own home before.
Right.
Because I read this story today and said, that's it. I'm never wearing a mask. A guy refused to wear a mask because he claims it shrinks his manhood.
Oh, that's an old story.
I can't risk it.
No, that was what they were. Yeah, you don't have much to start with, so I don't know why you care. And it's not like, what do you even do with it anymore? But here's the thing. That was an old story they put out there for all the people that were like, you got to mask up. They were like, no, it shrinks my dick. I can't wear a mask. It doesn't have anything to do. What you put over your face has nothing to do with the size of your dick is the size of your dick. That doesn't change because of what you put over your face. Sorry. Whatever size dick you have, that's the size dick you're going to have the rest of your life. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that.
I didn't know that until today. Now I saw that. It's never coming out of my head. So I think I would rather have the COVID than have my willy shrink any at all. I saw that and went, oh God, that's it. The good thing is nobody wears a mask in the South anymore. They didn't wear it in the height of COVID. So yeah, They're really not wearing it now. But yeah, I walked into a car dealership today and went, oh my God, I'm not wearing a mask.
And nobody else in there was either.
No, nobody. People are done with that.
Well, they declared in New York just yesterday, Cuomo declared that New York is pandemic free. What's so strange is, you know, we were the epicenter at the very beginning. We had the most deaths, the most COVID cases, the most. Now we are the only state whose COVID rate is under 1% in the entire state. We have the lowest COVID rate and the lowest deaths in the entire country right now.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. So and also, if you think the national average of vaccinations, I think it's 48% of Americans are vaccinated, at least have one shot. New York, 70% of New York is vaccinated. They say 75% is herd immunity, so we're nearly there.
Yeah, Georgia's like 30%.
Yeah, I saw my parents today. My older parents walking around, no mask.
Oh, really?
I was like, my mom's like, I keep it in my bag in case I gotta go into a store and they make you wear one, but they don't wear a mask at all anymore. My dad didn't even have his with. He's like, if she goes into a store, I'll wait outside. Like he did not care. They do not wear masks at all anymore, my parents.
Wow.
I know. And what's so odd is I go out to walk the dogs. I'm outdoors. I'm vaccinated. I'm in a city that has under 1% COVID cases, especially my neighborhood, even less. Everyone has a mask on outside.
I know, but your willy's not going to shrink. That's
you. Neither is yours,
that.
My friend. Neither is yours.
It could. And if it does, then I really did die in that car accident. If that shrinks anymore. And the other thing, you know, the one reason I was in a car dealership today, I'm probably going to buy another car.
Let me guess. Honda?
How did you know?
Because that's the only car you've ever owned in your entire life.
Well, maybe the new Civics came out like this week. So, right. Yeah, why am I there? Because there's a new Civic. So the funny thing is, and I've always found this funny, you have to explain this to me. So I went back to work, and I was only in the car dealership like 20 minutes. So I did it during my lunch break. Okay. So I went back to work, and I told a couple of people I'm looking at a new car, and I'm thinking about buying it. And they all said, congratulations.
Okay. Is that not the right response?
Why is it congratulations? I didn't win the car. It's not a fun thing to buy a car because a lot of money comes out of my bank account once I buy the car. I don't know why people say congratulations. I can see when I have a baby, they say congratulations, not when I buy a car.
Anything brand new is congratulations. Oh, you just got married? Congratulations. New husband. That's great. New car. New baby. Congratulations. Most of us get our stuff used, get our stuff that, you know, most of my friends that have cars now, they went to Carvana and they got a car that was pre-owned. Mm-hmm. So if you can afford, if you're going to buy a brand new car, congratulations, especially where you live. You live in bumfuck nowhere.
Right.
You live in a place where a car is handed down with the clothes in it. Like, here, this was your great grandfather's car, and there's his sweater in there and his suit. You'll be wearing that the rest of your life. That's where you live. Nobody buys new cars where you live.
Right. But congratulations, you can have that same thing. Walk into the dealership and give them a shit ton of money, and then you can have the same thing too.
But most people do not buy a car. They don't buy a car outright. They can't afford a lease. They get a used car. They lease a used car. They get a car from a family member. You know, no one's like you, Moneybags. You know, you're like Jeff Bezos over there buying a car. So, yeah, that's a big congratulations. I mean, most people rent their houses. You bought a house. That's a congratulations.
No, it's not, because I didn't win the house. If I would have won the house, congratulations. Thank you. No, I have to pay a crap ton of money to get this car. And I got to go through tons of paper and sign it, go to the bank. I got to get a loan. It's a whole thing.
I know. But again, it's a congratulations moment, because most people do not own brand new cars. I don't know anybody that has. My mother's the only person I know. And she bought a shitty car. Like, she didn't go out and buy like a Mercedes, like all of her friends, you know, all that, her generation, they're really into like those high end cars. No, we can't afford that shit. She went and she bought a Hyundai.
Right. And I'm buying a Honda. So I know they're safe. No, I don't know that they're safe, because I think we died.
Right. We died that day in your Honda Civic.
In my white Honda Civic, which I'm trying to buy a new white Honda Civic. And I don't even know why I buy it, because I'm dead. So I don't.
Congratulations.